measures 20 to 30 already. Mm-hmm. We're going to go, we'll work on that a little bit. We'll go back to the beginning and we'll kind of learn. The beginning is new for you. Okay. So we're going to work on measure 20 to 30 a little bit, then we'll go back and we'll work on the beginning. So I just want to hear where we're at. So we'll start from measure 20. Here we go. But do make sure you take my tempo because we're just a little bit behind my feet. So here, once again, for measure 20. back up to, let's do measure 22. Measure 22. So here you have this elongation of the phrase, right? But who do you know that stops? So you have to carry that momentum a little bit longer through this phrase here. 22. And I think one place that we have a breath that a lot of people are breathing after the downbeat of measure 23. So if you could specifically not take your staggered breath there, that it's, I'm kind of noticing the phrases just falling a little bit. Good. We're just losing our rhythmic precision just a little bit in measure 25. Another carillon, ta 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 ta. Can we do that on, sing eighth notes on ta, just for measure 25 and 26, just to really get that rhythm. 24, sorry, measure 24. Here we go, ready. Going into that fermata. So the key here is ta 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 ta, that the eighth note's the eighth note of the dotted rhythm. Ta 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 ta. They're rhythmically precise, but they are also part of the phrase. So keep that precision, but make it part of the longer line. Can we sing on ta but rhythm as written now? Same place. 24. Yeah, good. And also make sure there's no breath between ta, 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 ta. There should really be no breath throughout this whole measure going into the fermata. So if you have to breathe through before then, make sure we carry through the phrase to the end of the line. One more time on ta. Here we go. Ready? Yeah, good. Can we go back to the beginning of the line, measure 22? 22. Steps on the way up, like this B flat to C flat, and the sopranos, your C flat is a little bit flat. So really big half steps on the way up and very small half steps on the way down. So can we, keeping that in mind, can we start again from 26? in The Sopranos, but it's measure 27, 28, 29, when there's two descending half steps in a row is the one to really pay attention to. Can we just sing through this part, this section one more time from measure 20? You have these cascading phrases, then the phrase elongates, and then we start a new section with some new harmonies. Here we go, measure 20. Additional challenge to you is also to speak the text in rhythm with dynamics as well. So it should be, we're not just like chanting, but has that text has an activation to it. You want to sing it or speak that text with direction. So let's just try it from the beginning. Speaking the text in rhythm. Here we go. Three and four. Just sopranos and altos. So sopranos will join us on the downbeat. Here we go. Just one that you're going to want to star a little bit. It's a long melismatic syncopation, so just watch out for that. You did it very well that time. Can we add tenors and basses to that, please? This is pick up to measure five. Pick up to measure five, still speaking the text. Here we go. Three.
Tears.
Yeah, we're going to start. The altos just have the tears. One more time.
Oh.
5-4, the 5-4 measure. Just tenors and basses. Here we go. And one. Yeah, can you try it once just so we can hear the eighth notes? Kra, ha, ha, ha. Can you articulate them with like a ha, some kind of syllable? Kra, ha, 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 my. Just so we can really hear that rhythm. And one.
Kra, ha, 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 ha.
That you, because is on the beat. Cra, because. We wanted to sink in a little bit earlier. So everyone, this is the 5-4 measure. Here we go.
Cra.
Notes only, no text yet. Can we go from the beginning on, we'll do it on new.
Here we go.
Sopranos, actually. Just Bases and Sopranos. For me. Here we go. Look at your key signature, C minor. Here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Yeah, Some very interesting harmonic things that weave in for here. So, soprano, alto, bass, once from the beginning. Still on mute. Here we go. Little descending lines. Otherwise, really nice shot. Can we now do everyone from the beginning, please? Everyone from the beginning. Basses don't change at all, but you have to have conviction in your dissonances here. Here we go, just tenors and basses. Ready. Step down is going to be your key to success, making it very, very small. And then when you get to measure three to measure four, you have B flat to C going up, which is going to feel just like the most enormous whole step you've got. After all these really small half steps down, that whole step needs to be really big on the way up. Can we do tenors and basses again from the beginning? Ready. only from measure 9. Here we go. Same thing, just tenors and altos again from measure 9. And yeah, good. And then can I have tenors and basses? Tenors and basses from the 5/4 measure, just to work out your eighth notes before we even get there. Tenors and basses. So let's add tenor one, bass one, tenor ones and basses at that same spot at measure 11, the 5/4. Yeah, you have a nice dissonance in the beginning. Good. Let's do this. Just to find that first pitch there, can I have, we're going to do tenor ones and basses, and then I'm going to add the tenor twos on your B natural there. So just tenor ones, basses, just hold that first note for me. Then we're going to add tenor twos. Nice and high. Yeah, one more time, just same thing. Tenor one, yeah, tenor one spaces. Sing a little bit to go for it more than to shy away from it. It will be a little bit stronger. Good. Let's do tenor one bass, all tenors basses at that same spot one more time, and then we're going to add everyone here. This is 5/4 tenors and basses. Measure 10. Let's do actually soprano ones only first. Soprano ones, measure 10. Yeah, we're gonna do it on, let's do it on new, just no text yet. And can we start from the beginning of the measure? Good. Can we do that with all the sopranos there? Here we go. Ready? really nice friends. We have a really nice blend there. And then put it all together. So let's do the 5/4, tenor twos, altos, and sopranos only from the 5/4. Sopranos alone for measure 12, just listen first. Good, can we sing that sopranos just on new, so no text yet.
Thank you.
go back to the beginning and try it with the text now. Keeping all that nice harmonic group we did, all those, all that phrasing, that direction, adding back in the text. Nice open blended vowels. Ready? Slow down, but really keep it rhythmic. Here we go. One more time from the beginning. Background, and so I'm always thinking about music from like a perceptual standpoint. That's kind of my approach to the score always. And the important thing about that kind of rhythmic integrity that we were just working on is that if the inner pulse of the music, that kind of inner rhythmic identity, even in music that's legato like this, if it's missing, you can't build in the rubato that this piece will eventually be having, because if there's no bass to work from, the rubato doesn't mean anything. So you have to feel that kind of inner shum, ba, 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 ba. And it's a different kind of pulse than the Beethoven, which in many times is like, it has a different, different ethos to that inner pulse, right? But this still has shum, ba, 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 ba. So you have to keep that going throughout to kind of give it something to ebb and flow from. But really nice work with this. Let's go on to, we have about 15 minutes left. I think we usually end at 9:45, and I thought I might end early, but we probably won't, because I want to do just a little bit of the Simon before we go, the fellow Simon. So we're going to change over to Here I Stand. Let's start, we're going to start at letter P, which, letter P as in Penelope, or Philip. P as in platypus.
Measure number
7. It's
194, page 17.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I know, so many of you who are not new to the chorus have already performed this last season, yes?
Yes.
So it's not new to you. So we're going to sing through. I think the important thing that we really want to pay attention to is diction and how it relates to the dynamics. We want really precise rhythms and intonation. So there's a lot of exactitude to this music. So let's start from letter P. Here we go. About, yep, about right for the tempo. Yeah, okay, here we go. Ready. It's probably not going to help you that much either, because these 16th notes are just going to sound like one kind of flowing pattern. Let's do it. Do you want to play note parts with them once? Let's do pick. This is pick up to the second measure of P. Pick up to 195, and Allison's going to play your parts with you. So here we go. 3, 4. So just anticipate a little bit more. Same thing. Pick up to 195.
Here we go.
3 and. Yeah, good. So, Terrence Mason's, you have to wait for my downbeat. We got to know. Same thing. 195. Actually, let's do this. Can we speak the text? From that same place. Here we go. 3 and 4.
Oh,
this is measured 202, 203. He tells a story. Can you connect the closing consonant of tells to a? We're kind of all closing to that S at different times. And then also for sopranos and altos, this is 197. He touches. Just make sure your closing consonants are really, really precise. Can we do this one more time? Basically what's happening in this section is you have two different kind of threads of text happening at the same time that come together. So in the beginning of this section, tenors and basses and sopranos, altos are kind of, it's not really call and response. You have your own two things happening just in alternation, but then you come together at the end. So really follow the line of your part and what you're singing, and then when it comes together, that's when we have this really powerful moment. So still with Allison playing your parts, let's do pick up to 195 one more time. Precise closing consonants, lots of meaning. Here we go. Ready? Should be on beat three. You have a very quick breath. He touches. Us, he touches. So just really be careful of that S there, soprano falsetto. So same thing. Consonant placement things. Tenors and basses, be wary in 201 that you are not early to beat three with your D consonant. Go do all this. So it's within each kind of like small bit of your phrase that you have, and this goes for altos and sopranos too. The long notes have to sustain all the way through, just kind of like we practiced in the Beethoven, sustain all the way through to the next word. So that's a place for tenors and basses to watch out for that. Altos and sopranos, the one place where we're struggling with this kind of phrase direction is 203, story with his. I think it's because the beginning of that word is syncopated, but really carry it all the way through to the next downbeat. Watch out as well, sopranos, altos, 197, your closing consonant touches on beat four, on beat four. Can we do that one more time with the accompaniment? Moves up in that second measure, but if we can even lead all the way through that in that first three beats of this chord, so really just let the sound just open up even more. Let's start from measure 205. Measure 205.
Thank you.